Hello, may I help you?
Hey, is Dave there?
Dave? Do you have a last name?
Dave Brody.
And who's calling?
This is Hashem from Cardiff.
You said Hashem with Cardiff?
Yeah, no, Hashem with Bank of Cardiff.
Hashem with Bank of Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Do you have a number you can leave? Dave? I'm not Dave, I'm sorry. But Hashem?
Yes.
With the Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Cardiff. FF, like Frank at the end. Cardiff.
Okay, are you returning a call? Are you returning a call or are you away? Because we have a couple of numbers and sometimes when the office you go out, it kind of switches in and it happened to come into my line, so I didn't quite sure the nature of the call.
Oh, okay, I see. No, I was just calling regarding some financing that was done with Vendlease, and I had my point of contact here as Dave Brody for the finances of the company.
Okay, you said you were calling Vendlease? I didn't get the first part of that.
Yeah, regarding financing that was done with Vendlease a few years back, it looks like, and I had my point of contact here as Dave Brody. And I was just wondering if he was available or maybe anyone else who might be able to handle the finances of the company.
Okay. Did the company have, did we have some type of contract or financing that you're referring to?
With Vendlease, you did. With us, you don't. With us, I was just following up. Sorry?
Okay. No, I was trying to make sure I understand it. Your names and what you're calling out. You said Vendlease or Vend? I'm not sure if I understand that.
Oh, no. Vend, like V-E-N-D, as in dog.
Oh, Vend. Okay. Oh, Vend, V-E-N-D, did you say?
Correct, yes.
And you said Vendlease at the end?
Yes, lease.
And we've done business with this company. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Is there account management? Yeah. Is there account reference or anything that you have? Is there an account number, you know, to this?
No, there's no account number. It's just on the UCC public filing system. It shows that in May of 2011, you guys had a good lending history with Vendlease, and we had pre-approved you guys based on that as a credit-worthy business, and so we had sent out a couple of offers. And I just wanted to follow up with Dave on them.
Okay, Dave Brody. And your company, what's the name of your company?
The name of my company is Bank of Cardiff. And that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank at the end.
Uh-huh. Bank of Cardiff and... And you guys are out of where?
We're in San Diego, California.
Okay, San Diego. All right. Yeah. California. And your name again?
My name is Hashem. That's spelled H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was calling to touch base with him and see if he was able to take a look at the offers that we had sent out, because it was based on the relationship that he had had with Vendlease back in 11. And
2011?
Yes, 2011. That's when it shows that he had done that leasing there. Just to double check with you, you guys are at the P.O. Box 110221, correct?
Say it again, 11 what?
P.O. Box 11021. Is that correct?
What city?
Oakland, California.
This. Okay, sounds like I have to verify. We have a few different businesses, and we're in different areas, so that may be a current one. I'll have to check that. I'm writing all this stuff down, Hashim.
Okay, sure.
Now, so I can back reference all of this here. And your number or direct number for your company?
Yeah, it's 858-252-1499. And that's a direct dial. There's no extension there.
Okay. And with this company and along with yours that in 2011 there was a good standing, what was the nature of the business and the nature of your business and what you guys do?
The nature of our business is actually equipment financing and working capital. So equipment and working capital. So basically kind of loans for day-to-day operations. But we do working capitals, which, you know, are kind of different than a line of credit because it's unsecured cash. So it doesn't require, you know, having to put up the house or anything like that as collateral for the loan.
Equipment finance and working capital. And what company you have us listed under there that you have on file?
A1 Service Center, it looks like.
Okay. A1 Service Center. The Oakland P.O. Box location.
Yes.
And Dave. Okay. Hashim. You guys have a website?
We definitely have a website. Do you guys have an email? Maybe I can just shoot over the information to you.
Sure. I'll give you one. You can do it. Well, just do A1 Service Center. I'd be surprised.
Sure.
A1 Service Center.
A1 Service Center.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Okay, I can just shoot over all the information over there with, you know, the website and the reviews and, you know, what we do and things like that. Is there any typical time of the year when you guys do the financing for the company?
What do you mean do the financing? You're talking about?
When you guys do
financing on the...
I'm sorry?
In terms of assessing our financial and what we're doing for marketing, business development, or what do you
Correct.
Mean you say do the financing?
Yeah, you know, to where you guys plan out, you know, where you need to spend your money. Like, we need money to do projects here. We need, you know.
End of fiscal year generally for the oncoming year. So we're kind of in the middle end of it now, but we're still looking, as we've been doing, in areas of expansion. So the reason I spent the time here is jotting it just to see if there's a connection with regards to what you guys are offering to what 2011 was, Mr. Brody, in that reference, and then my other partners, if it's some of interest that we would be interested in. So,
definitely.
And I'm going to assess it.
What do you guys usually end up doing? Is it like a line of credit?
We've had a little bit of both line of credit, personal lines that we brought in, and our own personal capital in part. But we're looking to kind of take that up. You know, there's been a lot of things under the government for small businesses on the SBA and things like that. So we're not quite sure. It may be of interest. I don't know how invasive qualifying. You speak of that we have a history with the company that I guess you guys are representing and you'll pull our information from, as in the...
Correct. It's in
the company here?
It's a UCC filing system that it's just kind of like a public filing system that shows where loans have been taken from certain businesses. And it shows
right.
that you guys did something with VendLease back in 2011 and that you guys had a good history with them. So for us, because we don't pick out any just random businesses, we actually have like creditworthy businesses in our database who have done loans with previous lenders already. And so I was just reaching out to you guys to see, you know, if you guys were aware of, you know, working capital and things. Have you guys ever done a working capital loan or was it just a line of credit?
No, we've had, through our banking, we've got lines of credit and what have you. But we're looking to shift that into more of a, I guess I'm going to call it the commercial sense, or where it's not so much as on the partners that be, it could be on the business itself. So yeah, it's something I'm probably going to discuss with my partner and go over this.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a working capital loan, it's an unsecured cash loan. So it gets directly deposited into your business bank account, and from there can be used obviously for anything, for day-to-day operations, ranging from, you know, payroll, marketing, inventory, taxes, whatever it is.
Really. Right. What is the prerequisite? I mean, trust me, a person that is in, that's what your capacity, you're in sales. So a
correct
person that's in sales and marketing, such as myself, I am, especially with my history, as long as I've been in this at my age, I the question I have is how evasive and what's the prerequisite and qualified? I can stand the product in itself that you explained, but how evasive? What do you need? Bank statements?
Absolutely.
What do you need?
Oh, okay. Absolutely, and it's an unbelievably easy, quick process that we have. So it is a one-page application, which requires, you know, basic info like your name, the business, and all that. Aside from that, a six-month bank statement and the most recent tax return for the business. That's it. Do you guys take credit cards?
Yes. One moment, though.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks. And 1 year tax return or something.
Yeah, most recent tax return, six-month bank statement, and the application. If you guys do take credit cards, we also require 4 months of your merchant statements. And that is it. That is all we require.
How many months? What is the month statement of, what did you just say, of the credit card?
Oh, 4 months of your merchant statements.
Okay. All righty. I think we got everything covered here.
Definitely, but just to let you know real quickly, for the working capital loans, the way that we loan to you is not based off of your credit. So I'm assuming that when you guys did a line of credit and everything, it was based off credit, correct? We do take a look at your credit. We run it through Experian only, so just one of the few databases. And the way that we do the loan is that we base it off of your sales. So do you know how much capital you guys would be looking for?
No, not at this time, Hashan. It's just one of those things that you've just caught my ear. The numbers that you've dialed in and got to me, I'm like, this is a line where one of my lines is active to customers, you know, from a customer service standpoint, sales
correct
standpoint, and a service standpoint. So I'm not in the capacity of numbers. And, you know, we have things that are out there. I need those numbers in front of me. You know,
right.
I know we've exhausted certain lines of credit. I don't know if we want to go back into that. If it's
right
too evasive, I don't know if we'll be spending any time. Now, what I've done is
absolutely
taking this information all down from you, and I'm going to talk, as I said earlier, I talked to my partner. You have an email address in which I've given you. Trust me, I ask the questions that I know will draw an answer to what we'll be moving forward on.
Absolutely.
And that's
I'm
where I leave
glad
you.
I'm glad you asked me.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. If you're in salesman, every time is money and money is time. That's the essence right there.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely
you want to figure out what you're working with first and foremost. So
right.
And but yeah, as I said, Ashton.
Yeah, if I can just throw out one last thing for you there. Another thing that differentiates between the line of credit and the working capital is, besides the fact that we don't base it off credit, we base it off of your sales, correct? And we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales to you as unsecured cash. So that's typically how it ends up working. So just to give you an idea
gross
of
sales
absolutely, your gross sales. So just to give you like an idea of how much you know, you'd be able to be getting once you find out the real numbers, typically we can do 10 to 15%
right
of your gross annual sales.
And
then,
question,
you know,
here, what is
sure
what kind of score is the threshold, your actual Vicon score, you know, in terms of your credit score? What is the score, is your threshold that you want to see in terms of, okay, we can do this loan? What are you looking at?
Oh,
what is your underwriting looking at?
Okay, so
right.
For credit scores, I mean, whether it's good, bad, or, you know, somewhere in the middle, we definitely will be able to give out loans. Now, the loans are going to differentiate, obviously, if you have, you know, good credit or bad credit. We've given loans out to people with credit that are, you know, in the 500s, the mid 500s, which is, you know, on the lower end. and we've done it all the way in the 700s where they've gotten, you know, much better rates. The thing is that for the credit, we can't tell you exactly the rate until we have all the information, because, you know, we look at the bank statements, and we don't just look at the sales. We'll look at the bank statements, and we'll look, okay, at the end of the month, you know, they're positive. So, you know, we can trust them. We can lend them a little more money. So sometimes that 15%, like, for example, I did a deal a couple of weeks ago with a construction company, and they asked for $150,000, which was the cap that we were allowed to give them. But because their credit score was good and that their bank statements were positive at the end of the month, we were actually able to get them $200,000. So there's a lot of different programs and a lot of different things that we analyze. And, you know, we go back and forth with you in order to find the right deal for you.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I appreciate that additional information. It helps. I wrote it in here. Makes sense. And we'll see. We'll see what we come up with. If any other questions, let me have my partner call you back out. Or David. I don't know. Dave's been on vacation for a while, so we'll see. He's kind of, since 2011, he works in spurts, so you may not be dealing with him, but it's okay, though. It's okay.
All right. That sounds great.
What I'll do, we'll be talking with you, man, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Any idea of when I might be hearing from you?
If you get that email out, I'll follow. I'll be discussing later on the day. Partner, he may elect to give you a call. The number that you gave me is your direct, you said. So
correct.
I either have him respond, or I'll respond via the email or something like that. I have like a hectic schedule because right now we're going toward the end of money, and I got to meet some revenue deadlines here.
Absolutely.
And I got ads and things out. So I may be one, or maybe Al, Dave, or what have you. But either way, you'll know. I'll let you know.
Okay, I really appreciate
it. In the next
that.
Few days.
I appreciate
Not
that.
A problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay, right. You have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.